you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay. All right. We're back. We're on? Good. We're on the air? Oh, my. Where did 24 hours go? You tell me. Here we are, this Wednesday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And tonight, for a little bit, depends on your reaction, I thought we'd have Mr. Ted Pike back again. And also, in reference to his niece, Harmony Grant, a column that has been emailed, commentary by her, which I think is... really hitting the nail on the head, that should be talked about, especially because of the hate bill that is wending its way through the floor of the United States Senate. We want to see that bill defeated. We want to see that bill decimated and decapitated once and for all. And the fact that this has dragged on so long this session is an indication of just how much opposition now has been mounted. Not everyone is asleep at the switch. So we've invited Ted Pike back, Reverend Pike, of the website truthtellers.org, and he, of course, has an entire site devoted to this and other subjects that you will need to know about in order to combat the disinformation being spewed by the promoters of the hate crimes bill. Many of you told me about letters you have received from these Congress boys and girls and the senators having to do with this bill. And they've been spewing forth the same line the ADL has been putting out, which tells you they've been primed. They've been groomed, as it were. So we're going to be talking tonight for a bit about this once again. All right? That's very important that we do. The column that Harmony Grant of the truthtellers.org has set forth here, and you can receive it, or you can, if you're not on the mailing list of truthtellers.org, certainly go to the website and receive it for yourself. Christian Zionists holding the killer's cloaks. That's quite a title. And it has to do with the call recently for the mass killing of Gazan civilians who already have endured a circle of Dante's Inferno, living under a Jewish occupation and an Israeli occupation that is absolutely the most horrific occupation and mass murder I think we can say of this century. There's no doubt about that. And probably even the last, except for Stalin's Russia, perhaps, and Red China. So when we are joined after the break by Ted Pike, we'll talk about this column and how Christians now, or at least those who say they are Christians, certainly have a lot of explaining to do on judgment. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. We shall return in just 3 minutes. Jump aboard and join us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, and here we are to begin the program tonight, and nary a week goes by, as you know, when we don't discuss the fact that we are at war here. There is a war, as George Bush has said so often, but the war really of terror is a war that seems to be conducted now in a very increasing level by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith International against the American public, against the American Bill of Rights, the American government, the Palestinian people, and indeed, for that matter, the entire world under the Kabbalah and under the Talmud, where those who are not part of the quote, chosen race, are, unfortunately relegated to second-class citizenship, if even that. So once again, we welcome to our microphones Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, and the National Prayer Network. Hello, Ted.
Hey, hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's good to have you back again. And your niece, Harmony Grant, I referred to her column, her piece that was just syndicated by the truthtellers.org, and it has to do, really, with Christian Zionists holding the killer's cloaks. My goodness. Pretty strong language, huh?
Yes, that's a strong article. She's been working hard on it, researching it, and has uncovered some very, very disturbing information about actual recommendations by people in high in Israeli society. That's literally a million and a half people, the Palestinians in Gaza, actually be liquidated if they don't really behave themselves from now on.
Uh-huh. That, I guess that harkens some memories of what we're told happened in the previous century in Europe, and it happened to Jews, we're told, and in incredible numbers, and that should never happen again, is what they have
said. Well, you better watch what you're saying, Rick, because it's now considered anti-Semitism by our U.S. State Department.
That's right.
The Department of Global Anti-Semitism, to make any reference comparing the leadership of Israel to Nazis.
Oh, my goodness.
So you better watch out here, or you're committing a speech crime on RBN.
Wow. Well, you know what? I hate to say this, Ted. It may sound rather obnoxious and insubordinate, but may I step to the head of the class? May I plead guilty? You know, Jesus himself would be charged today with a hate crime, as you know, by the same people who killed him and put him on the cross. And they demand compliance with their one-world system of enforcement. And it's no surprise what you say with the State Department's laws having to do with reporting incidents of anti-Semitism, as they call it, and the fact that this hate crimes bill, which they are shepherding through the Congress, they hope, will be able to indeed do exactly what you say on a scale that we've never seen before here in these United States. So that is absolutely a frightening thought. You're right, Ted, and there is no question about it. It is happening, and we must see it ended here in the Senate with this hate crimes bill.
Well, that's right. You know, I hope all of our listeners are coming to truthtellers.org and signing up for our e-alert, because we are really keeping advanced guard and watch over this hate bill in the Senate Judiciary. We call back there every morning to find out whether it's beginning to move through. And this legislation does have the possibility of really putting a noose around and not only evangelicals, but talk show hosts, publishers, broadcasters, and so on. I wrote an e-alert just earlier this week about my debate I had with a large a talk show host up in Seattle on a big super station up there, Thor Tolo.
Yes.
And I mentioned in this e-alert that Thor, right in the middle of the broadcast, made a very blanket, bold statement that Jewish media leaders are in control not only of the Hollywood movie industry, but of the networks and so on. And after that program was over, I said to myself, my heavens, this man is an evangelical and Israel firster, basically. And here he's made what the ADL would consider a blatant anti-Semitic statement. He's identified the media in the United States as being under control of Jewish ownership and leadership. And anyway, I wrote an article about that saying that if Thor Tolo were broadcasting even 40, 50 miles north of Seattle up in British Columbia, he certainly would be a high-profile target for a hate crimes indictment. Because the ADL says that the charge that the Jews control the media is right up there, you know, with the most virulent anti-Semitism. It's like asserting the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, or that the Jews put Gentile blood in their Passover bread and so on. It's considered to be virulently anti-Semitic to make that claim that Jewish media moguls are in control of the media. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in this article, I kind of took Thor Tolo in a hypothetical journey through the hate crimes tribunal system of Canada.
Yes.
That would happen to him, how that he would be immediately arrested for hate speech, and those who would have him arrested would be a class, almost a class, a group of professional Jewish complainers in Canada, such as Richard Warman and Bernie Farber, who come out of ADL B'nai B'rith in Canada. They would have claimed that their emotions were terribly traumatized by this old canard, this anti-Semitic accusation that the Jewish people are in control of the media. And I kind of walked him through as he would be unable to bring in any kind of defense of truth or documentation, and certainly would be indicted and convicted under the federal hate law in Canada.
And that has happened, as we've seen. There is no question about it. He would be. And that is, though they claim, at least some of the people claim, that's not what can happen here, because somehow we have a Bill of Rights that they don't have, that indeed that would be the case here in these United States should this bill be voted upon and passed and signed by Mr. Bush into law. And then we would see, not right away perhaps, but within a pretty short period of time, various cases coming to trial in various localities involving not just action, but action motivated by speech and by intent, by bias, and so forth. And that is where the real, you know, rubber meets the road, Ted, you see?
Yes. Well, the federal hate bill is especially dangerous. I've gotten a tremendous amount of response to this article about Thortola because
yes.
for some reason that article really penetrated. I could see very vividly how quickly how we could lose our free speech here. Of course, this bill was passed several months ago overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives,
mm-hmm.
now in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as I said, we're watching that very closely. But if this bill were signed into law, if President Bush either he reneged on his promise to veto the legislation, or he were overridden by Congress, or he adopted some kind of a weekly watered down modified hate bill and went ahead and passed it, we might be astonished at how quickly crimes such as Thortola's of identifying the Jewish media would become federal crimes. They
mm-hmm.
would empower the federal government to come down into the state of Washington, something that's not allowed for them to do now under states' rights protection.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
could come down anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They could not only indict Thortola, but they could also indict a KGNW, the Christian superstation up there. And I also had a link in this article to an article I had written last year about a talk show station up in Quebec City, CHOIFM, Troy FM, and with a very minor infraction. In fact, one talk show host said that kind of condescendingly made remarks that African dictators have to have their children educated in Canadian universities as if the African educational system is inadequate. This was considered a racial slur, hate speech, very demeaning to blacks. And then there was another small incident in which one talk show host made a derogatory statement about the female anchor woman on an opposing, a competing talk show station. This was considered a sexist jab or something like that. Anyway, Troy FM lost their broadcasting license because of what we would consider extremely mild slurs or whatever. And last I heard, they were allowed to continue to broadcast without a license while their appeal was pending going toward the Supreme Court of Canada. But this is a kind of just Orwellian, outrageous litigation that
mm-hmm.
would ensnare mm-hmm. even the most innocent and casual remarks coming by us if we ever became politically incorrect again.
No doubt about that, and your fears are well-founded. Your research has been impeccable, so we can agree that with the fact that we see an ever-increasing awareness of what you've been saying now on the part of evangelicals who have been first and foremost the defenders of the Israeli state, and they have believed in this theology which has placed the Jews on a pedestal, and these very organizations which they now have come to see as being spearheaders of this move, if you will. So they're beginning to see things maybe in a different light, many of them, though not the most extreme Zionist so-called Christians. But I think they have largely because of efforts such as yours, Ted, obviously have come to the conclusion that once again the media have not been doing its job. And you remember last time we talked about Mr. Haynes and the First Amendment Center and how they have sort of tiptoed through the whole debate, making it sound rather innocuous over the hate crimes bill. So when we come back, we will pick up on this and we will talk about Harmony Grant's column as well and invite listeners to jump aboard at 1-800 313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here with truthtellers.org. Spokesman Ted Pike. And Ted, you know, invariably what people are telling me and what I've been told by these congressmen and senators in letters and in conversations is that you are not getting accurate information. They will invariably say that no harm will come from this bill to you because of your views. As hateful as they might be deemed by some injured party, we still have the First Amendment, we still have the Bill of Rights, and the courts surely will act accordingly. And, of course, I know that the ADL has spoon-fed them that line, Ted, and have made them believe in their constituents, particularly naive Christians, that that is the case, that we're making much ado about nothing. But as you've just pointed out, wherever this legislation has been enacted, in particularly in this hemisphere in Canada and in Australia, I believe in Europe, parts of Europe, we have seen prosecutions that follow based on intent and on speech and on published comments. So they cannot any longer bury their heads in the sand when we're armed with the truth, and that's why it's important to go to your website and get the accurate information documenting what is being said here. So the Congress can no longer dance around this issue, right?
Well, that's right. And these arguments that this is innocuous, that it only is directed against violent physical hate crimes. These are the same kind of arguments which ADL brought into Canada back in 1971. And actually, they lobbied for 20 years before the bill was passed in 1971 by Parliament, basically saying this is just a backstop. It's a provision to give the government the kind of very occasional emergency type of powers it needs to intervene if the local provinces are not doing their job as they should. Now, history is repeating itself, and unfortunately these members of Congress are swallowing the ADL bait just like their parliamentary brethren did in 1971.
And especially with the power of the lobby behind them, they certainly are more inclined to listen to the ADL generally than to other organizations. But now they are hearing from their constituents in large enough numbers to make them a little nervous. And that's why, as I said in opening the show tonight, again, for the sake of our new listeners, that indeed they realize they cannot just jam this through the Senate as easily as they have in the past in one house or the other. Now it's come down to a real bone of contention here and safeguards being argued when, in fact, as you and I both know, despite the process of amending the bill, the same with the amnesty for illegals bill, there is no way that any bill can be acceptable which sets the stage for this type of prosecution and persecution.
Well, that's right. You see, it's not enough just to put an amendment on there saying, well, this bill will do nothing to infringe on our First Amendment rights. See, this bill is fundamentally contradictory. It's at loggerheads with the whole idea of free speech.
Because, and the Constitution itself.
And the Constitution, because this bill, the energy, the momentum of this bill is toward establishing a bias-oriented justice system in the United States in which bias against federally protected groups like gays and homosexuals becomes the pretext for federal involvement and on the state level. And what is bias? What is intimidation? What are these terms which are so definitive to this legislation? Well, it'll be up to federal judges, you see, to define these terms, and inevitably these liberal judges will broaden out the protections against bias and intimidation to include not just protection from physical violent hate crimes, but also protection from verbal violence. This is exactly what happened in Canada and European countries. This legislation is a foot in the door, and eventually what I'm saying is that the momentum, the slippery slope will lead this legislation into a speech crime law for the country, completely negating whatever superficial guarantees and legal protections they may think they can put in it.
Yes, you got that right again, Ted. Now, people can download, before we take calls in the second half of this hour, people can download all of the information they need from your website pretty easily, I guess, right, on their computer?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, we have very short articles and a brochure there, in fact, which is just a couple of minutes reading, and then we have extensive articles, scholarly articles, on all of the legal, ethical, and problems and abuses of hate crimes legislation.
That's right, www.truthtellers.org. That's the website. Now, you were hacked a while back ago, several months ago, when we were talking about it. You were so effective that it was interesting the way your website was actually shut down for a few days.
Yeah, we got hit three different times within about a week, and evidently our super complicated password is doing the job for us, at least temporarily right now. But it is a reminder that our window of opportunity, this window called the Internet of getting the truth out in these very momentous times is a privilege and perhaps a temporary opportunity we have. There are great forces as we mentioned, in ADL and the NABERF, as well as in Congress right now, the big phone companies, which are largely under Jewish control, such as Verizon with the Robertson and Comcast with the Robinsons and Verizon.
They're threatening to take away net neutrality, yes.
That's right.
And we'll talk about that as time goes on, too. But let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take some calls and we'll talk about Ted's niece's column, Christian Zionists Holding the Killer's Cloaks. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ted Pike is with me again tonight. Haven't talked in a week or so, and again, the pressure is on, the heat is on, and I'm going to take some phone calls just to let you know, Ted, you know, when I've been calling again and again now, these senators here, our two in particular, both Democrats from Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse, the former Attorney General and U.S. Attorney, and Jack the Ripper Reed, we call him, Jack Reed. And, of course, Jack Reed is a great proponent of this bill, and he's one of the Democratic, elite, if you will, the Ted Kennedy types that are promoting the loyal, if you will, opposition to the perceived Bush agenda. So they have some special interest control here. But when I call, obviously staff know me, and they don't even argue anymore. They just don't argue. They know that when they hear from me and they hear from our constituents, there's no middle ground on this issue. And yeah, we're just telling them that we're not going to support them and allow them to stay in office and get away with what they're getting away with. period.
Good for you.
Yeah, and that's true of the amnesty bill. That's true of the gun control bills. That's true of the other bills, which they are literally jamming down our throats in violation of the Constitution. So, having said that...
You know, Rick...
Yes.
We don't know exactly what the plans are for pushing the hate bill through the Senate. As our listeners are probably aware, we thought that the bill would move as rapidly through the Senate as it did through the House several months ago, but that has not proved to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's been distractions there, the immigration issues, Iraq, as well as the recess several weeks ago. But it may well be that... The liberals have taken quite a beating, as we have talked on this program several times. This grassroots punishing legislation, Section 220 of the lobby reform bill, and then this recent Meehan bill, was very badly beaten by the Republicans, the vocal Republicans mm-hmm. in the House Judiciary Committee. To beat it down, and actually, there was not even the fight was completely taken out of the Democrats on the mm-hmm. floor of the House. They didn't even try to amend it or add any more provisions for it. We've had several major victories for the freedom and truth in the House, this House and the Senate, this spring and winter. But it may well be that. The federal hate bill might be sitting there for a little while or mm-hmm. a good deal of mm-hmm. time while these conspirators think that the American people will cool off on this issue and they can bring along other distracting issues, maybe emergencies or whatever, so that the time will come where they can quietly slip it through and a lot of the temperature and heat will have dissipated against the hate bill.
Yes. Let's take some calls. 1-800-313-9443. First up is Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Am I on?
You are on.
Well, I might be on tonight more than what you think, but you gentlemen are discussing the perfect opportunity for me to explain why I've never called myself a Christian or even want to consider myself a Christian, because if Christianity is what these buffoons in Canada put up with and Western Europe, that they will allow... these people, and we know who these people are, to completely control everything they say, mm-hmm. do, or think, I want no part of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you know, if you could import this guy, this obscure carpenter from Galilee today, by some miracle to downtown Toronto, and he would start preaching word for word what he did better than 2,000 years ago, within 24 hours, Richard Warman and Bernie Farber would have his ass in jail. And we both know it. He would be in jail.
Yeah.
And
fortunately, Jim, we don't, you're not going to give up spending greenbacks just because you find a counterfeit in your wallet someday, are you? There's the original and the counterfeit. And Jesus Christ is the original. He is the real thing. And we don't have to worry about John Hagee. We don't have to worry about what Falwell and Robertson and all these other people advocate. They are not the standard of what Christianity is. And so I wouldn't want to call myself a Christian either if I had to pattern myself after their perverted values about concerning Zionism and so on and our duty to it. But the fact is that when you get back to Jesus, you get some real truth and real salt and real light. As he goes after these same Pharisees, basically we're going after here today, he goes after them with scalding language, much tougher than anything I'd want to put on the air tonight.
You would pale in comparison to what he called them. You would pale in comparison. And he called, but these people claim they'd be followers. And that's why there is a bit of truth to guilt by association. I mean, if I'm a member of Hagee's church or Falwell's used to be church or Robertson's and them, I mean, they're guilty by association. Let's face facts.
Well, no, I know, Jim, you took the words out of my mouth because I was going to ask Ted that very question about how it's possible for anyone in the world now to not only look favorably upon America because of our foreign policy, but now to look favorably upon Christianity, because you see, the connotation in the minds of people now is that this is a Christian war, a holy war being launched against Islam, because Islam allegedly has declared war on us, on the United States, and these phony Christians are all jumping aboard on this bandwagon of hatred in opposition to everything Jesus has taught us. And this is the thing that you're saying, as a person who has never, you know, considered himself a Christian, it's no wonder people are turned off, not only all over the world, but even here in America, giving the media opportunity to poke fun at Christianity. You see, they're giving the enemies of Christ more ammunition than even the most anti-Christian groups could themselves.
That's right. You know, in that light, you know, we've always, the Bible does prophesy that in the end days that there will be tremendous persecution against Christians. Christ, in fact, has said you should be hated of all men for my sake in the gospel. And we've always thought, you know, well, Christians will be hated because they're telling the truth and they're not compromising and their testimony against the perversions of the world. But what it's kind of looking like right now is that Christianity will also be hated because it has supported a very hateful regime in the Middle East, which has actually incited Arab terrorism and caused tremendous injustice, and has also allowed the United States of America to be corrupted, uncontested by the Jewish media and so on. Someday we may lose our liberties. We may be under hate crime systems brought about by ADL B'nai B'rith, and the world will be hating the evangelicals for having aided and abetted such a monstrous system.
In my opinion, for me, if I were today to declare myself a Christian, I would be joining the wrong side, in my opinion.
Well, I'm a Christian, Jim, and I'm very bold. And what we need to do is not to see what I'm doing is boldly identifying with Jesus Christ and the true biblical standard. Now that's timeless. That is rock solid. And what I do is I make a difference between evangelicals and true Christians. I don't consider myself an Israel First evangelical, but I do follow Jesus Christ because he is the way, the truth, and the light. He is the creator of the universe. I have to stand before him in the day of judgment to answer literally every idle word I've ever made here on planet Earth. So I'm very, very proud to call myself a Christian, but very, very ashamed to call myself an evangelical.
But if you declare yourself a Christian, you have to be diametrically opposed to the Reverend Hagee and his millions and these millions of evangelicals and even just generally Christianity throughout Western Europe, Canada, United States, Australia, and so forth, because these people are following the lead.
Yes, I am opposed to them. I testify against them all the time and exhort them to speak out and take a stand for Christ and the true biblical tradition. So being a Christian is still a very honorable calling and identity, just as long as we follow Jesus Christ without compromise.
That's the key there.
That's the point.
And Jim, that's the key.
The final word is it's also very lonely, Ted, you have to admit. It's very lonely.
Jesus only had a few disciples, and you remember when he spoke, he was not speaking really to the whole world. You know, he didn't have a big following.
He was speaking to those who had a brain to think.
Well, he was speaking to the spiritually enlightened, the called out ones, and those who understood his truth. But he said, the world lies in darkness. I am the light, the truth, and the way. So, you know, it is a lonely fight. But
in order to, Rick, in order to believe him, you had to have a brain to think.
Yes, but you also had to have a heart and a soul. And
well, but they all go together.
Jim, but the whole point is there is a true, as Ted said, and a false. There's a genuine and there's a phony. And Jesus said the time will come to separate the wheat from the chaff. Okay?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Yes, Jim, go ahead. You wanted to say something?
No, that's fine. That's enough.
You made a good point. I'm glad you brought that up because it is important to keep bringing that up because there are people who listen who certainly don't consider themselves to be Christians, and we don't discriminate against them. We welcome them, and we love them and everything else. But the whole point is that they are discouraged from becoming Christians because they believe that all of this nonsense that's being peddled as Christianity by the Hagies and others is what Christianity is all about. And it's not. It's just the opposite. So we try to make them understand that for their own sake, you see?
Well, I distinguish it by saying the difference between organized Christianity and thoughtful Christianity. That's
all
the way I describe it.
That's fair enough. Thank you,
that's
Jim.
That's my own humble opinion. Okay. Thanks for letting me call again.
And you are humble.
And
thank
good
you.
To talk to you again, Ted. I've talked to you before.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks again, Jim. 800-313-9443. We have Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good to hear your voice, and
yes.
Hi, Ted.
Hello.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the case in the city of Oklahoma that happened in 2002 mm-hmm. after I make a statement about what's really driving, I think, the hate crime legislation. If you look at the big picture, our economy is in very bad shape. Interest rates are going up. Real estate is in big trouble. Stock market is going down. We have a country that's spinning out of control. Our political leaders are in a quagmire. They can't get anything done. The country is bankrupt. We have a war in Iraq. We've spent $500 billion. That makes no sense, no goals other than going after their oil. We're basically at a point where we're going to go from a recession at some point into a depression. And at that point, they're going to use martial law and crack down on citizens, and especially citizens who stand up to the government tyranny that's before us. This ramrodding and this railroading of this amnesty bill, and I saw Lou Dobbs tonight, Senator Sessions and Senator DeMint of South Carolina, mm-hmm. talk about this railroading effort coming and encouraging people to call in. But then I see this newest bill that's coming out, sponsored by Senator Kennedy and co-sponsored by Senator Specter, who opposed the Property Restoration Act, Senate Bill 1313, when he was chairman. And we have President Bush pushing the U.N. Convention of the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these things going on with a country that's out of control, and citizens who are some to my surprise, more and more apathetic and indifferent. They don't want to face the reality of the plight of the country. I think they're going to work more on the amnesty bill at the moment until they get that finished, and they're going to ramrod that through, and there's going to be a lot of bad reaction. And then the hate crime legislation will follow at some point, either when the economy flips again, and I think we're heading for bad news, because I saw tonight, I'm going to talk about the City of Oakland case very briefly, but I saw tonight two new bills introduced by Congressman Ron Paul, House Resolution 2755, mm-hmm. On June 15th, calling for the abolishment of the Federal Reserve Board, and also 2754, in the event they can't get that passed, at least to get the M3 monetary system measurement publicly reported again, because we're putting so much money, we're going to have a period of great inflation, then this recession goes into depression, and the dollar is falling, and it's collapsing. So this leads to this hate crime legislation. It's going to go beyond the gay issue and Christians. It's going to affect First Amendment rights altogether, and I see article after article about the neocons and this administration mm-hmm. and their think tanks thinking that the Bill of Rights are no longer contemporary. They mm-hmm. make no sense in this war of terror. We're fighting this so-called war of terror, so we don't need any of these rights anymore. We don't need the First Amendment right. We don't need the Second Amendment right.
They're pretty upfront about it, though, aren't they?
Oh, they are, and they're putting it in writing, and,
right.
and they're discussing this publicly. Like, we should have no rights. We should
absolutely, and it ties right into this hate bill's agenda.
Absolutely. Now, I want to get to the City of Oakland case because I think that's a very insightful case, and I'm sure, Ted, you're familiar with it.
Yes,
but
I am.
I'll be brief about it and let you talk about it, but I just want to say for the listeners, basically in 2002, there was a group of gay employees in the City of Oakland, mm-hmm. California, who were given permission by the director of the agency to access the City of Oakland's email system to invite city employees to attend the National Coming Out Day, and it was sent to everybody, straight employees as well. Well, some of the straight employees were offended, and so, to make a long story short, they established on the City of Oakland's electronic bulletin board at the time the Good News Employee Association for the benefit of straight city employees. Well, apparently some of the gay employees objected, and they were threatened. These employees, were threatened by their supervisor and said, you've got to take this stuff down. You're threatening people. So the straight employees or the Christian employees decided to file a lawsuit. Well, they go before this Judge Vaughn Walker, a U.S. A U.S. federal judge, and that judge ruled because this Good News Employee Association defined traditional marriage as a union between a man and a woman, that plaintiff's deposition testimony confirms the anti-homosexual import of the definition of a traditional family. And Walker's view, by excluding homosexuals from inclusion in the definition of a traditional family, GNEA engaged in hate speech and promoted a hate
mm-hmm.
agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a federal judge saying this is hate speech.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then when they file an appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court, they essentially used the UN Convention to undermine their First Amendment rights even further.
An excellent point, Ernie. All right. If you want to hang on, you can, but we have to take a break, and we'll discuss this when we come right back with Ted Pike, my guest on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The first step in winning the war
Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back now with Ted Pike. And Ernie, are you still there? Is Ernie still
there? Yes, I am, Rick.
Okay. All right. You raised a very good case and point of exactly what we're talking about the precedent here. And, Ted, did you want to respond to what he's just said?
Well, the history of state hate laws is that the ADL, all the way back to about 1990, with its Hate Crime Statistic Act, was given powers to become the policeman of hate crimes, orthodoxy, and political correctness nationwide, both in the police departments, the FBI, Justice Department, and so on. And also concurrent with that was a massive attempt by the ADL to set up their model anti-hate laws in state legislatures, and they were successful in 45 of the states. Now, the original anti-discrimination laws or hate crimes laws which had been set up were fairly straightforward. They basically said that if you have bias motivation and then you have a violation of the law, those things taken together equal a hate crime. And now what they're doing, in a word, is they are proliferating outward. They're going out into the fair housing laws and the anti-discrimination laws in the workplace and so on. And what we're having now in Oakland is a manifestation of these anti-discrimination laws in government and business and so on, in which they're basically still hate crimes laws, because what they basically say is that if you are biased, you are already a hater, you are already halfway guilty, and then if you violate a municipal or a state or a government statute, for example, in not renting your apartment to a homosexual or firing a homosexual because he's a homosexual, then you have also violated a law. In other words, you have the two criteria of a hate crime. Number one, bias motivation. Number two, violation of law. In other words, that is a hate crime. So these are all species and varieties of the same kind of hate crimes legislation which ADL has been responsible for foisting on us since about 1990. And what we are doing right now on the federal level is trying to put a finger in this huge federal dike and keep this kind of legislation from being adopted on the federal level, because it's one thing for a judge in California to make a perverse judgment in favor of homosexuals to these employees there in Oakland. It's another thing for ADL to have federal power to make these judgments and these perverse indictments all around the country at the same time. So it's a, as I say, all of this hate crimes legislation is a slippery slope. It basically goes downward very quickly toward an end of free speech.
Yes, Ted, and thank you for the background and the history on this. And I just wanted to add one additional comment. And reading this article by John Christian Reiter titled Ninth Circuit Hate Speech, it's available on newswithviews.com today. They say, quote, in this article, second page, sadly, by commingling international law into the U.S. Code, what the federal judges did in the Ninth Circuit, the U.S. federal court system has succeeded in converting the unconstitutional rights and liberty possessed by Americans under the Bill of Rights into the conditional rights found in the U.N. Declaration on Human Rights. Under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble.
Yep.
Okay. And to petition the government for redress of grievances. All of the restrictions are placed on government, none on the people.
Exactly.
Apparently, the federal bench and these George Bush appointees are doing just that.
And they're following on the heels of the other appointees of Carter and Clinton and you name it. Okay, thank you very much, Ernie,
you,
for
Rick.
Those points. We'll be back, hour number two, with Ted Pike. Stay tuned.